I seek refuge in Allah. I seek refuge in Allah. The all-hearing, all-knowing from Satan.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. As-salatu was-salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'udhu billahi minash shaytani rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, welcome to the silsila Reality of Shaitan. And today the topic which we bring you is Declaration of Shaitan. And as you know, in the first we covered who Shaitan was, who Iblis was. And today, what is the announcement he made after being rejected from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? But before we go on to our topic, let's listen to a blessing of sending durood, salutation, peace and blessings upon the best of mankind, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has stated, to recite salat upon me is noor on the bridge of sirat. The one who recites salat upon me 80 times on Friday, his 80 years of sins will be forgiven. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala sallam. My dear Islam brothers, viewers of Mandi Channel, the bridge of Sirat, this is the bridge which is built on top of hell. And this bridge is sharper than a sword, thinner than a hair, built on top of hell. And he has hooks along the side of it. And these hooks will be hooking onto people, throwing them into the fire of hell to save yourself from this difficulty of the bridge of Sirat, to able to gain light, to able to gain nur on the bridge of Sirat, get into the habit of reciting salutation, peace and blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and inshallah azawajal, with the blessings of reciting peace and blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we will able to cross the bridge of Sirat successfully. Keep in mind that there will be some people who will be crossing the bridge of Sirat crawling on their knees. There will be some people who will be crossing the bridge of Sirat struggling to walk. There will be some people who will be crossing the bridge of Sirat running. There'll be some people who'll be crossing the bridge of Sirat like a fast horse rider. There'll be some people who'll be crossing the bridge of Sirat as the speed of light. So my dear Islam brothers, we want to be successful. We want to gain ease on the bridge of Sirat, and the very beautiful ways by sending peace and blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in abundance. So my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, today our topic is Declaration of Shaitan. What was the declaration Shaitan made? What was the announcement Shaitan made? And as you know, we talked about Shaitan Iblis, who Iblis was, what was he made out of, and about him being rejected from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When he was rejected from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, why he was rejected? Because he failed to act upon the command of Allah azza wa jal, and that was to prostrate into the court of Sayyidina Adam ala nabina wa alayhi salatu wa salam. He refused to do that. And because of not following the command of Allah Azza wa Jal, he refused, he thought himself to be better than Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. He was rejected. And after being rejected, what did he do? What was the declaration Shaitan made? Inshallah Azza wa Jal, today we will cover that, we will talk about that, and how Shaitan, he's going to be sitting in our pathway, try to misguide us upon his declaration, upon what he has announced, how he's trying to fulfill that. Inshallah, we will learn regarding all this. Let's start from this incident which is mentioned in Surah Al-Araf in Para 8 from verses 12 to 18. Allah Azza wa Jal mentions in the Holy Quran, translation from Kanzul Iman, said, Allah, what prevented you that you did not prostrate when I commanded you? Answered Iblis, I am better than him. You created me from fire and you created him from clay. Said Allah, therefore go down from here. It does not befit you to stay here and be arrogant. Get out. You are amongst the degraded ones. He said, give me time till the day when people will be resurrected. Said Allah, you given time. He said, hence, I swear by the fact that you made me go astray, I will certainly sit and wait for them on your straight path. Then I will certainly approach them from the front, from behind, from the right, from the left, and you will find most of them not grateful. He said, Get out from here, rejected, banished. Indeed, whoever amongst them follows your call, I will fill hell with all of you. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Bandi Channel, Allah mentioned this incident of Iblis, of Shaitan being rejected in many places of the Holy Quran, in Surah Al-Baqarah, in Surah Al-Araraf, in Surah Al-Hajr, in Surah Al-Bani Israel, in Surah Al-Kaf, in Surah Al-Taha, in Surah Al-Sad. And this incident is mentioned in many different ways. And in this, regarding Shaitan, his promise that he will misguide us. My dear Islamic brothers, remember, Shaitan, Iblis is our open enemy. He is that enemy, an enemy which we cannot see normally. We know who our enemy is. We can see him. We know when he's coming, when he's going. Or at least we could keep an eye at him. But Iblis, Shaitan is such an enemy. We cannot see him. He is hidden. He is hidden from our eyes. He can be coming in our pathway wherever we are. He can come in different forms, in different whispers, in different ways to misguide us. My dear Islam brothers, he is such a powerful enemy. Normally, an enemy, it could be that an enemy has hatred for us. He has some envy in his heart, but he does not take action. He just keeps it to himself. He keeps himself away from us. Yes, there are some enemies who are like this. There are some enemies who might cause harm and think they have taken revenge, and that's it. There are some enemies who might attack us once or twice and think they've done enough and they might leave us. Or there are some enemies who might do things when we come in front of them. Yet Iblis is that enemy. Shaitan, the accursed, is that enemy. He is hidden from our eyes, but he does not give up. From the time we are born till the through our childhood, this enemy is there, try to misguide us. As we get older, in our youth, he is there to misguide us. This enemy, wherever we are, from all our age, he is there till the last moments, till we leave this world, till the last moments, till we breathe our last breath. This enemy, Shaitan, Iblis, the cursed one, is there. And look at the promise Shaitan made. That he made a promise that he will misguide us. And he is trying his utmost best to fulfill his promise. He is misguiding, he is trying his utmost best to misguide us in many different ways. And we see these examples in front of us. Many people have been misguided by Iblis, Shaitan, the accursed. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from Shaitan, protect us from Iblis, protect us from his tricks and his ways. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from this great enemy. And another thing, Iblis, he asked in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give him time till the day of judgment. He asked for the time for the till the second trumpet will be blown. Meaning after, as we know, the first trumpet is blown, everyone will pass away. Everyone will die. The second trumpet will be blown, everyone will be resurrected. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not give him time till the second trumpet. He's only given time till the moment we breathe our last breath. Iblis is given that time. So my dear Islamic brothers, we need to be aware of this enemy of ours. And this enemy, we need to be aware of his tricks, his attacks. Just keep in mind, when you know someone is your enemy, you plan to be protected from your enemy. You plan to be saved from him. Whether you put up cameras in your property to watch out for your enemy, whether you put guards to be protected from them, whether you move away to such a place that you're far away from your enemy. But Iblis is that enemy, my dear Islamic brothers. Shaitan is that enemy. We cannot escape him. He's going to be with us in our pathway. He's going to be with us wherever we go. He's going to be with us even in our homes. He's going to be with us, diverting us, misguiding us, causing harm to us and our family, our children, try to break us up, break the family ties, break us off from the remembrance of Allah. He will be out there when we will leave our homes. Going to the marketplace, he will be there, try to divert us. He will try to involve us in sins, try to make us do haram, try to do business with haram earning. He will try to make us buy and sell unlawfully. Like this, Iblis, that enemy, when we will go to work, he will try to make us earn haram sustenance. He will try to make us put haram into our stomach. like this Iblis, even to the extent when we are going to the masjid, the house of Allah, Iblis will be in our pathway. Try to stop us from going to the houses of Allah. Stop us to going to the masjid, to able, even when we enter the masjid, Iblis is that enemy. He will be even in the masjid, in the house of Allah. Try to misguide us. He will whisper into our minds. He will whisper into our heart. And this is the duty of Iblis. This is the job of Iblis. And this is how he's trying to divert us away from the straight path. Also, my dear Islam brothers, in this there is a mention that Iblis, he will attack us from in front, he will attack us from behind, he will attack us from the right, he will attack us from the left. And the enemies, when they will attack, we will know that they are attacking us. Most likely, our enemies will be attacking us from the front, or they will be attacking us from the behind. But or they cannot attack us from all directions, unless they are very powerful, unless they have that much source. But Iblis is that enemy. He's really attacking us from all four directions. So my dear Islam brothers, we need to save ourselves from the attacks of Iblis. We need to save ourselves from the attacks of Shaitan. And Hazrat Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma says, meaning from the front, he will whisper regarding the worldly life. Meaning from behind, it means regarding the life of the hereafter. He will whisper regarding the hereafter. Meaning from the right, he will put doubts regarding our deen. Meaning from the left is that he will divert us towards sin. So these are the directions that he will be coming to us. And in these directions, my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, this is how he will be diverting us from the front for regarding the worldly life. Think about it in regards to our worldly life, how Iblis is attacking us. That in our worldly life, in the matters of the world, he's diverting us, he's putting whispers in us. First of all, he's making us so busy in earning money, in working for the world, that we are forgetting about the hereafter. We are forgetting about our children. We are forgetting about our deen. We are forgetting about acting, following the commands of Allah. This is how busy he has made us in a worldly life. He's made us so busy that it's like we are working 24/7, and all we are caring about is earning money, is earning sustenance, and then even to the extent regarding our worldly life, he's busying us in building homes, in buying properties, in expanding in our businesses from one to another, from one property to another, from one land to another. He's busying us in regards to these things in our worldly life. And he has made us so busy that even when we go towards old age, you'll find that people, even at old age, when the children have grown up, they have left and they've gone into their own homes. Even at that old age, you find people reaching old age and they're extending their homes. Although this is such a time that a person should be more worried. He should be thinking that I am almost near to the grave. Yet he believes he's focused him, he's putting him towards the love of the world, the love of the dunya. He's busy us regarding the world, our luxuries, our comforts. He wants us to earn so we can have a nice life, that we can drive a nice car, and we spend our lives in earning this to buy a nice car. He wants us to live a luxury life, living in a comfortable house. We spend all our life in earning money to make and have a good house. Who knows that whether we're going to be living in that house. Like this, my dear Islam brothers, he has busy us from the front so much regarding our worldly life that we are so busy. And if he's not regarding money, then it's regarding the matters of our children. He is busy with us, so much with our children. We want our children in the education of our children. We want our children to become doctors. We are also looking for our children's education. Worried us in how to bring them up, just in the matters of the worldly life. Not about the deen, because normally what you find, very, very little concern we have regarding our children to make them act upon the deen, to make them follow the teaching of the Quran. We are worried about our children's worldly life. You know, sometimes what happens is, as we are getting older, it should be a time when we should be moving more closer towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The devil busies us in worrying about us. How are we going to get our children married? How are we going to get our children a home? Buying properties for them. We spend all our life earning to buy properties for ourselves. Now, when we are getting to that age, he's busying us in buying homes for our children so they could live an easy life. And this love for the worldly life, This continues, and this goes on, my dear Slime Brothers. And if it's not the matter of the love for the children, it's the matter of love for the lust of the world, the desires of the world. These are the attacks of Shaitan from the front. Then from behind, regarding the attacks of Shaitan for the afterlife. First of all, Iblis has made us forget about the afterlife. This is an attack from behind. He's made us busy in just worrying about the world, not to even think of the afterlife. And for this, he has made us forget about the afterlife. He has made us forget about doing good actions for the afterlife, doing good deeds, earning something for that world which is going to be eternal, that place which is going to be eternal. He has made us forget for that. He doesn't let us do any good actions. He doesn't let us perform our namaz. He doesn't let us do nafli ibadat. He does not let us fast. He does not let us give sadaqah. He does not let us give charity in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like this, he has, from behind his attacks, he has make us forget about the afterlife, and he has busy us in the love of the world. Also, my dear Islam with us, his attack from the right, that the regarding our deen, this attack of deen, he first of all, Iblis doesn't want us to study the deen. This is why so many people are busy in just gaining the knowledge of the world. They're not gaining any knowledge. Regarding knowledge, Iblis is trying to keep us far away from knowledge. If you just look in your own homes, you will realize how Iblis has kept us far from knowledge. How many people amongst our families are scholars? You will realize from this that how Iblis has kept us away from a whole family, grandparents, from grandchildren, all the way down. There is no one who is a scholar of. There's no one who has learned knowledge. And if this is the case, my dear Slime Brothers, we know from this the attack of Iblis, that he's kept us away from seeking knowledge. And when we have opportunities of seeking knowledge through Madani channel, whenever we these type of knowledge, these types of programs are there, even now at this moment, Iblis might be thinking, what is this program about? Let's turn to something else. He wants us to turn away from seeking knowledge. He wants us to turn away from gaining knowledge, and he has kept us so far away from knowledge. There are so many means, alhamdulillah, Dawat Islami has created so many means. You can be sitting in your home and learning knowledge, alhamdulillah. There are courses happening online, and so you can take part in many of these courses, whether it's a simple course of Salah to this course of Darse Nazami, the scholar course, alhamdulillah, these courses are available. Then also our Jamiatul Madinah, the institutes of Dawat Islami, these are places of knowledge, alhamdulillah, where free knowledge is given. Free 6-year scholar course is taking place in these. But Shaitan, Iblis, has kept us away from seeking this type of knowledge, from gaining, or even if a simple knowledge of going learning the Quran, learning the Qaeda. Alhamdulillah, Madrasatul Baligan are taking place in many locations, in many different places, alhamdulillah, throughout the world. Again, you can learn the Quran free. This is for adults, alhamdulillah. Shaitan has kept us away from seeking this. And even Shaitan has kept us away from when we are traveling in the way of Allah and the Madani Kafla. This is also a form of rectifying ourselves, learning the knowledge regarding namaz. We are kept away because of the attacks of Shaitan from the right regarding our deen. This is regarding knowledge. Also regarding our actions, he has kept us away from doing virtuous deeds. He has kept us away from reading our prayers. He has kept us away from giving charity. He has kept us away from fasting in the month of Ramadan. So my dear Islam brothers, these are the attacks of Shaitan from the right. Then the attacks of Shaitan from the left. Whereas Shaitan doesn't let us do good deeds, my dear Islam brothers, he's also involving us in committing sin. He doesn't want us doing good deeds, but he has busy us so much in committing sin. You can be sitting in your home, and you are committing sin. You're involved in sins in your own home. Iblis is there. The cursed devil, Shaitan, is there, misguiding us in our own home. Then when you leave your home, Shaitan is involving you at looking at haram. He's involving you in listening to haram. Like this, my dear Slime Brothers, Shaitan is involving us in lying, in backbiting, in slander, in jealousy. He's involved us in so many things that even the sins of the heart, he makes us have envy for people. He makes us jealous of other people. And this is how he's misguiding us towards from the left. He's involved us in so many sins, my dear Slime Brothers. We need to be aware of the attacks of Shaitan. Save ourselves from sins. Save ourselves from these attacks of Shaitan, which are coming from the front, which are coming from behind, which are coming from the right, which are coming from the left. My dear Slime Brothers, Iblis, the devil, this accursed, he's sitting in our pathway. He's there to misguide us. A companion of the Prophet ﷺ has said, I heard the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, verily shaitan lies and waits for the son of Adam along his path, and he says, you will embrace Islam and abandon your religion and the religion of your forefathers? And he disobeys him and embraces Islam. Then shaitan lies and waits for him in the path of immigration, hijrat. And he says, you will immigrate and leave your land and your sky. Indeed, an immigration is like a tied up horse. He disobeys him and immigrates, meaning he does hijrat. Then shaitan lies and waits for him in the path of jihad and says, you will wage jihad at a great cost of your life and your wealth. You will fight and be killed. Your wife will remarry and your wealth will be distributed as spoils. He disobeys him and he wages jihad. Whoever does that has a right upon Allah Almighty that he will enter paradise. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madinah, first of all, shaitan, he stops us from embracing Islam. He stops us from entering into the fold of Islam. That's why you find many people have not embraced Islam. But alhamdulillah azawajal, we being Muslims, we have embraced Islam. Then what he stops us is actions of hijrat, leaving our towns, leaving our lands, to seek the knowledge of deen, to gain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He stops us from this, and he stops us from going in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He stops us from seeking knowledge. He stops us from gaining knowledge. He stops us from reciting the Quran. He stops us from doing zikr. He stops us from obeying the command of Allah azza wa jal in the form of reading of a salah, in form of giving zakat, in giving charity, in fasting in the month of Ramadan, in performing Hajj. He's stopping us from all this. He stops us from obeying our parents. He stops us from bringing our children in the right way. He stops us from earning halal sustenance. Shaitan is stopping us from all these things. My dear Islam brothers, we need to be cautious. We need to remember that Iblis, this great enemy of ours, he's tried to stop us from all goodness. And we need to be able to save ourselves from the tricks of shaitan, from the plans of shaitan, from his attacks. And ask always in the court of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Ya Allah azza wa jal, protect us from the tricks of shaitan. Protect us from the traps of shaitan. Protect us when shaitan is coming in front of us. Protect us from the attacks of shaitan from behind us. Protect us from the attacks of shaitan from the right, from the left. And inshallah, rely that the shaitan will never come from above. And we have hope that Allah azza wa jal mercy descends us upon us from above and saves us and protects us from all these surroundings of shaitan. My dear Islam brothers, in this silsila, we are learning regarding the attacks of shaitan. Learn regarding how to save yourselves from the tricks of shaitan, from the ways of shaitan. Alhamdulillah azza wa jal, this is the beautiful environment of Dawat Islami, which is protecting us from the ways of shaitan, from the tricks of shaitan. Get to know regarding your enemy. Alhamdulillah, Madani channel is bringing this silsila's reality of shaitan so that we can be aware of what the reality of shaitan is, who Iblis is, what does he do, how inshallah azza wa jal, we will continue going through these different topics regarding shaitan. Do not forget to join us in these topics inshallah azza wa jal on Madani channel regarding the reality of shaitan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us safe and protected from the tricks of shaitan. Ameen bijal nabil ameen sallallahu ta'ala sallam. Sallu alal habib sallallahu ta'ala sallam.
I seek refuge in Allah. I seek refuge in Allah. The all hearing, all knowing.